In Parshas Maaseh, we find the institution of Ari Miklat. If somebody kills somebody else inadvertently, the accidental murderer can run to one of these cities of refuge and be safe from the Goel Hadam, the relative of the victim, who has a license to kill the murderer if they find them, and therefore they can run and be safe in one of the six Ari Miklat. And the question is, why were these six cities of refuge located specifically in the cities of Levium? We know the Levium already were not getting their own cities, and now they have to share their cities with the status of the Ari Miklat. Why couldn't the Torah just make these cities anywhere? Why do they have to be specifically Davka in the cities of the Levium? And I think the answer to this question helps us not only understand the Ari Miklat, but helps us understand the time period in which we find ourselves right now. What's the point of the Ir Miklat? Obviously, the goal is safety. It's like having a base in the game of tag. Right, you have these cities, and if you go there, you're safe. But there's something else. The rabbis tell us, Elohein ha-golen ha-horig nefesh bishgaga, that if somebody kills accidentally, they go into exile. And the Sefer HaChinuch in the 14th century shares haunting words. And he says, Mikevan shebas takola gedola kizu al-yado, it is fitting that somebody who killed accidentally, it's a great mishap. And he has to endure shetzta'er aleinu tzar galus sheshaku kima'at kitza'er misa. It's a powerful, very, very profound language of the Sefer HaChinuch. He needs to endure a pain of exile almost equivalent to the pain of death. So he separated shenifrad ha'adam me'ohava v'me'eretz moladato from his friends, from his family, from his land. V'shochein koyama v'im, he's got to live there with strangers all the time. What's the point of the Ir Miklat? Yes, it's a chance for life. So he won't be targeted. He won't be chased after. But it's also exile. He's alone. He's without his family. No job, no support system, no familiarity. He doesn't know where the bakery is, the cleaners are. He doesn't know his usual things. And he's out there and he needs to rethink his life. He just did one of the most heinous acts in the world. He took a person's life. And this exile that he experiences is both a punishment and an opportunity. Living in this city saves his life and allows him to re-examine that life. It's tshuva. It's a time for understanding. It's a harsh reminder. It's an onesh, a punishment so great that maybe he'll start over again. Maybe he'll re-examine the very nature of who he is. And that's why we understand why it's the cities of the Levium. Because the Mishnah tells us in Pirkei Avos, have a gola l'makom Torah. Who better to go into exile with than in a place of Torah? What better way to get your life back on track than in the city of the Levium, whose job it was to instill a sense of ruchnius and spirituality and kedusha and holiness into our lives? And it's a very important reminder about the period of the 9 days that we're about to begin and the period of the 3 weeks in general, that sometimes we have to go into exile so that we can start over again. Just as a person does it on an individual level, maybe in the Ir Miklat, we do it as a national level in Gullus as well. That's the point of exile. In 1836, Rav Hirsch published something called the 19 Letters, which was a defense of traditional Judaism and a tremendous resource about history, philosophy, the role of Torah mitzvahs. And he says about Gullus, about exile, that what we can accomplish sometimes in exile, we can do even more than the proven we can find there. That's the chief purpose of Gullus. With our eyes, we've seen, he says, the destruction, the power of splendor around us. And sometimes we have to go into exile for us to realize how far we have gone and therefore how much greater we can once again become. So while the person might have done this individually in the Ir Miklat, we do it nationally sometimes. And this period of time, the 3 weeks, the 9 days, is a chance for us to recalibrate, to realign ourselves with what our ultimate goals are.